you're thinking you're going to see a grand old musical in Trinity's upstairs theater, well, think again. At Trinity, they rarely, if ever, do things the old way, and this version of the Richard Rodgers Oscar Hammerstein triumph is no exception. Co-directors Richard and Sharon Jenkins have not taken Oklahoma apart, but they have looked for a new way to tell an old tale. And, thank heavens, they have achieved that. This version is far from the 1943 show, or even any of the other revivals I've seen. It's filled with the new. There's colorblind casting, for one thing. It's also loaded with a clear view, not just of courting among the lads and ladies, but with just plain lust, too. And it manages to show us a little of how tough things were back in the early 1900s, when cowboys and farmers worked hard and clashed often. This Trinity production manages to take a groundbreaking piece of Americana and make it vibrant for today. Filled with humor, but not missing the hard-fought clashes, it's a major accomplishment, a wonderful musical brought to a new life. It's also one aided and abetted mightily by the designs of the veteran Eugene Lee, a designer with all kinds of credits, such as Saturday Night Live and The Tonight Show on NBC. Lee has practically undone the upstairs theater, doing away with a whole bunch of seats, putting the actors literally all over the room almost all of the time. And the actors? They are Trinity's best at their best. Janice Duclos plays Aunt Ella as a tough old bird keeping those cowboys in line, more or less, with hot words and an occasional pistol shot. Charlie Thurston and Rachel Warren are the young couple in a young time who are made for each other even if they find it hard to put it all together. Both sing with vibrant meaning in classics such as "Oh, What a Beautiful Morning" and the sublime "People Will Say We're in Love." Rebecca Gibble will have you shaking with laughter as she shakes herself even sillier as Addo Annie, the girl who can't say no. Stephen Thorne is a peerless Ali Hakim, the Syrian peddler with a heart. Others, like the raucous Tom Guedo and the sweet Jude Sandy, add much. Joe Wilson Jr. is an actor who can seemingly play almost anything. Here, as Judd, the doomed hired hand who can't overcome his needs, the actor proves that again. This work is consistently brightened by the choreography of Sharon Jenkins, danced with excitement by the cast. So, Oklahoma lives on. Sure, some of its book is pretty dowdy, lacking in consistency, especially at the end. But that score, those wonderful songs that linger in your mind, make up for it all. And so does this newly taken view, beautifully performed at Trinity. The Jenkins and Lee and a splendid cast, along with a groovy 7-person orchestra, give this old-time work a crisp and caring edge. It's a suitable way to treat an American standard. Do not miss it.